today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you know what I think the very best kind of albums are?
Let's see. Maybe K-Tel albums?
Good guess, but no.
Okay, then it must be albums with pictures of Stevie Nicks on them.
Also an excellent guess, but wrong.
Okay, I'll bite. What do you think the very best kind of albums are?
Albums with all hits.
Okay, Patrick, they say time has no meaning this year in 2020, and I tend to agree with those people.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of where we are on the calendar these days.
It really
All
is.
The normal yeah. signposts have gone away, blown over. And so they tell me, though, that July just ended, and we're now into August,
yeah,
if you can believe that.
Yeah, somebody told me that the other day, too.
Yeah. And August on your calendar is still summer, right?
It definitely is. Yep. Yeah. We're into the last month of summer now, the definite dog days, and it feels like it.
Yeah, it does. It's been really hot.
Yeah.
It's been really hot, but I think it's going to cool down slightly this upcoming week as we're recording this. And by slightly, in the Washington, D.C. area, I mean instead of 95, it'll be like 85.
That's right. Yeah.
It'll feel great, right?
It will. It'll feel excellent.
So, this show... It is called Rockin' the Suburbs. We're in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
If you are joining us for the first time, this is pretty much what we do. We're in our basements and we talk about music, and sometimes it's old music, but we reserve time every month, the beginning of the month, to look back at new music we discovered in the previous month. And these have become very popular episodes.
Yeah, and they've been a lot of fun to do, especially as it's grown to our interns and our community and everyone else.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we sort of get to kick it off and then kind of sit back and let everybody else tell us what we missed the month before or what we should be listening to closer. Yeah.
All right. So you have a couple songs today, and then I'll give you some songs tomorrow. All right. So what do you have from July?
Well, I'll tell you, the two that I really got into in July, there were several that I liked, but I continue to oscillate between sort of African pop slash jazz and kind of this DIY caterwauling indie punk kind of a sound. So those are my two North Stars that I generally guide my new music listening. And I found a band, once again, you guys have probably say it every time we do new music, Bandcamp, turn me on to this band called All Hits. I don't know a lot about them at all, except for the fact that they have a new album, which is called Men and Their Work, which is an excellent title. And they're a trio from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So talk about a place that's roiled up and scrabbling and all kinds of turmoil. Which is kind of what's reflected in this music, but I'm really interested to hear what you think about it. Again, the album's called Men and Their Work, and here is the title track from their album.
All right, I have not heard this. This is what first listen right now.
We'll be right back.
So here's my impression of that. You take some Minuteman,
yep,
and you mix it with some like Johnny Thunders,
yeah,
and maybe some maybe a little bit of like X-ray specs, wire, yeah, put that in there. And then here's the secret to that. Speaking of, I believe Pacific Northwest is the Wipers.
Great.
Do you remember
shout.
The Wipers? Yeah. Yeah,
that, oh, I do.
There
big
you go.
Big fan of that band. Mm-hmm. Greg Sage.
Yes.
Great description, Jim. Totally 100% on all those. And when you listen to the whole record, you'll definitely be expanding on those, you know, those influences without a doubt. So excellent debut album. They had a cassette that came out that you can also find on Bandcamp, but they are on the lovely named Iron Lung Records out of Seattle, and they got a bunch of records there. So go check them out on Bandcamp. You can buy some vinyl, and you can check out a whole bunch of new bands. Bandcamp is the world's greatest record store in these times. The only thing I'll say about All Hits is that it really makes me sad that there are no live shows, because I would love to see that band play those songs in a real small place, you know, like DC9 or somewhere like that, where you could just really get up close and watch them go nuts. There it is. But we do have the record in the meantime, so go check it out. Most of the songs are really short. I think the longest track is 324. Most of them are about 220, something like that. So definitely
yes,
a lot to get into, and you can play it three or four times in a row, and you'll dig it.
And the artist name is All Hits, not the
All
album
Hits.
Name.
Nope.
It's the artist right. name. Yes.
Yep.
That's very
artist
cool.
Name is All Hits. Yep.
The other thing I want to say to people about Bandcamp, if you don't know this, it kind of just dawned on me, because I've been a Spotify user like forever, I don't really think about people who are not paid.
That's right.
You know, who don't pay for the Spotify mm-hmm. service. If you don't pay for it, then you get the ads in there, right?
Yep, that's right.
Like you mm-hmm. can still use it, but you get the ads. But if you go to Bandcamp and you find a band there, you can stream their music just
you
for
can.
Free, right? Commercial
yep.
free.
You totally can.
Yeah.
And it's great. And also a lot of these albums are very moderately priced. And in some cases you
yeah.
can name, you know, donate what you want or what you have.
Right.
And that's another great thing too.
Yeah. So I think of it as a great place to buy music, but like you can just listen to stuff,
yep,
you know, check it all out. It's
yep.
all right there
and
for you.
Definitely support that. That is one of the most important, I think, developments in music over the past 5 years is how great and how wide Bandcamp has become.
Yeah. Very cool.
So there it is. Okay. So that's All Hits. And the other band I want to play here is Illuminati Hotties.
Yes.
We've talked about them before, and I was actually looking on our website, suburbspod.com. You guys can go there and catch up on old episodes, sign up for our newsletter. You can do a great search on our song list. You know, pretty much every song we've ever played. I think every song we've ever played on this podcast, which is all the way up to, 913, 14, something like that, as we record this. Paul Trapp from
yes.
Omaha, Nebraska, chose this Illuminati Hotties debut album as his favorite of 2018.
Yes, I remember that. He turned us on to this band.
The band, which is led by, basically, is an artist called Sarah Tudson, has released their second album with a title of the album that fits in with the title of all the songs on the record. It's very unusual. The record is called Free I.H. : This Is Not the One You've Been Waiting For. So it's a mouthful to chew on. And why don't we hear a song, the second song on the record. Most of the song titles here are done in either all lowercase or some all uppercase. And there's the second one's called Free. I guess it's a abbreviation for People's PPLS. But let's check out a little bit of that from Illuminati Hotties.
Shepherd drives a modern ambassador in the star crosses over.
All right, there you go.
How about that? That's nice.
Illuminati Hotties. Yeah, I like them a lot. And the backstory on this record is they had some label issue problems. Yeah. Did you read about this?
Yeah.
And I think they got out of the deal or something, and that's why it's called Free IH, for like Free Illuminati Hotties, like a like a slogan, like free, you know, free
right.
Nelson Mandela, right? Free Illuminati Hotties, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a couple of songs on there with free in the title, three of them to be exact. So I'm glad that the issues were solved and the record is out. It's got that feeling of kind of being kind of homemade, but just a slight cut above. And I love that kind of feeling. You can hear it in those guitars right there when they come in, and it's by turns propulsive. It almost reminds me of somebody's mind, all the different stages it goes through in a typical week or day. And it's really cool listen. And again, 23 minutes, 12 songs. You can get through it two or three times in a row and feel like you definitely got your fill of listening to it that day. So you know, thanks to Paul again, and everybody should check out Illuminati Hotties. Yeah. They're a really good rock band from LA area.
Really good. They're full of that punk spirit, man. Yep. They really put it out there. So cool. All right, those are your two for the month.
But that's it for me. Yeah,
all right.
I'm excited about those. I had a couple others, but I want to really excited to hear what you come up with, Jim. You always come up with great stuff, and of course, the interns always blow me away too.
Oh yeah, that'll be next week. We'll get to the intern picks on Monday. The plan for that.
Very
okay.
Cool.
All right, I picked out a cover song for you. So we have a play out here, which is a new cover of an old song, and I think it's going to fit actually really well with your two picks. So we'll get to that in the play out.
Okay.
Just let people know, Patrick referenced this, that we will have listener picks of new music in July, and we encourage people to send in their picks, but you know, don't now send in your picks for July. Be thinking of August. Be sort of collecting those, you know, making mental notes or, you know, voice memos or whatever it is you do. The string around the finger, that still works, I think. You can then toward the end of August, really anytime you discover something, but toward the end of August, make sure you then call
612-440-1984.
And you leave a message and you tell us about a song or band or whatever it is you discovered in August and why you like it. Do that. Or some people will record like a voice memo on their phone and attach that to an email. You can do that too. And the email address is rock@suburbspod.com. But with these, we do want to hear your voice. That's important to making these good shows.
Why you made that choice instead of just picking it out.
What it is you like about that song or that band. That's fine.
Yep.
So anyway, be doing those things. If you do want to converse with us on anything, though, you have the phone number, you have the email address, and then also Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can find us at Suburbs Pod on those. Okay. All right. Here we go, man. Here is I couldn't have planned this better if I tried, I think.
Okay.
So it's punk. It's got, women vocalists. It's like right here. It fits perfectly. The band is called Heinz. They're from Spain.
Right.
And so they just released a cover of Spanish Bombs.
No way.
But the old Clash song.
Perfect.
This is really great. So you're going to like this a lot. All right. We'll have my picks for July tomorrow. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
awesome. I didn't want that to end. That was great.